Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget to get a hold of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD at philhenryshow.com. It's our 99 CD. It's called Communism is Great, and it's only $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, $20. All of the proceeds go to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. That's the name of it, My Friend's Place. And literally, street people, the kids, young people who are living on the streets are able to go in, get some medical counseling, get some job counseling, get some first aid, AIDS testing, and maybe get the beginning stages under their belt of turning their lives around and getting back to where they belong, which is home or, you know, someplace better than that, because a lot of these kids have left home for good reasons. And their parents don't want anything more to do with them. And My Friend's Place has been around for 10 years helping those kids. And they're the least, probably least lovable kind of kid in the world. They're teenagers. But they've been doing it for 10 years and doing great work. And for the last couple of years, this our third year now, we've been donating the proceeds from the sale of our CD to My Friend's Place. So we hope you take full advantage of that from the philhenryshow.com website, the Best of the Phil Henry Show. Let's see here. Is Margaret, is she hanging on the line? Did you see this thing with Christopher Reeve? Chat with Christopher Reeve? Paralyzed star discusses his Super Bowl ad. Everybody talks about the Super Bowl commercials. I didn't see one that was memorable. I think it's because I was at a party, and I spent a lot of the time during the game talking to people. And when I did see a commercial, it was just pure chance. I do remember the Pets.com spot with the sock puppet singing Baby Please Don't Go, the Chicago tune, which was a freaking riot, man. Funny. But that's it. I don't remember. I remember, you're talking, oh, you told me about that leopard, the guy chasing the leopard, the Mountain Dew. There's one Mountain Dew ad that I remember. I don't recall. I can't remember the substance of it. People complain about commercials. I don't think TV commercials have ever been better. I don't think they've ever been funnier. I don't think they've ever been more creative. I don't think they've ever been better. Just all around fun to watch. They're great. TV commercials I'm talking about. You got to understand that I come from a generation. My generation grew up hating television commercials. They were the worst part of TV viewing. For years, considered to be the worst part of TV viewing. My young friend Mr. Taylor here can't relate to that. He don't even know what a stag record is. Because you grew up in a great time, man, when TV commercials kick ass. But, boy, they used to be Dullsville. The worst. Hard sell. Lousy production values. Screechy announcers. Phony pitchmen. Phony baloney medical claims. If it was an aspirin thing, you know, here's the tablet going into this stomach and here's one rotting out another stomach. Which guy's going to have a flaming ass at the end of the night? This guy who didn't use Pepto-Bismol. You know, some... But nowadays, television commercials, along with the TV, I might add, never been better because suddenly the creative people have taken over as heads of the agencies. This is what's happened. People with a real creative streak have taken over ownership of the companies and the agencies. They don't work for the man anymore. They are the man. Oh, man, that's Szechuan chicken. That did me in. I need about six more cans of this Coke. Diet, please. Margaret Gray is with us, who has got a syndicated column in the newspaper. And Margaret, how are you doing tonight, dear?
Well, Phil, I'm doing really well. And I heard what you said about the TV commercials. And I don't know if I agree with you. But I am going to talk a little bit about the Christopher Reeve commercial because I think, Phil, you know something? I'm not sure whether I think he has done a service or a disservice.
With, excuse me. It's the Szechuan chicken.
We'll have a drink.
Okay. I will. Whether he's done a service or a disservice with what?
Well, with the commercial. The commercial was for... Let me get my notes. Nuveen Investments. And this is an investment company that has something to do...
With the spinal injuries, right?
With spinal injuries. Excuse me, must be your Szechuan chicken.
Yeah.
So it has to do with curing spinal injuries. And in the commercial, Christopher Reeve is seen as getting up out of his wheelchair, Phil, and walking over to a podium and making comments. And I thought it was really... it struck me as odd. And then I got a phone call from my girlfriend, and you remember Linda Crudup?
Bill and that's Bill and Linda, right?
Yes. Bill and Linda Crudup. They have a son named Terry who was injured very, very badly in a high school football game 2 years ago. He is in a wheelchair. He is paraplegic.
I know Terry. He's a good kid.
He's a wonderful boy.
He almost, if I'm not mistaken, he almost died, didn't he?
They really thought that that it was touch and go there for a while, Phil, because, you know, they had a difficult time keeping him breathing, and that was in the first 48 hours, but thank God he pulled through. But he is in a wheelchair. He is paralyzed from the waist down. I get a call yesterday from Linda. She's emotional. She's confused. She's angry, but at the same time, she's very sad. Here's what happened. And I told her, did you see the Christopher Reeve commercial? She says, yes, I love Christopher Reeve. And I'm very much in favor of the work that he does. I said, well, what did you think of the commercial? She said, listen to what happened, and then you make up your mind. Terry and Bill and Linda, Phil, were watching the game. The Christopher Reeve commercial comes on. Now, little Terry is there. He's 16 years old. He's in a wheelchair. The commercial comes on. Christopher Reeve gets up and walks in the commercial. Terry sees this. Now, Terry is a big fan of Christopher Reeve. And there was a moment, according to Linda, where he thought, if Christopher Reeve can do it, I can do it. He pushed himself up from the wheelchair, staggered a bit, and went through two French doors out onto the patio. And they thought that he had had a concussion. They thought...
Well, wait a minute. He stood up.
Stood up, took two staggering steps, and then went right through two brand new French doors on his face out in the patio.
Oh, good God.
I'm telling you, she was angry. She was beside herself.
Terry's a great kid. Did he think that he could walk based on a commercial?
He thought he saw Christopher Reeve get up from a wheelchair. Now, you know and I know, Phil, that's all digitally enhanced. It is mastered somehow.
Yeah, they do things with film now that they were never able to do, yeah.
All right. Terry's in a wheelchair. He's paralyzed from the waist down. He sees this. He gets up.
He staggers.
He staggers. And for a minute there, his father didn't know what he was doing, and his father said, look out below, just as a wisecrack. And sure enough, Terry goes face forward, takes out two brand new French doors. Now, this is a big boy. His legs are not what they were because they haven't been used. But he's got a big upper body.
He took out two French doors.
Took out two French doors because he put his elbows up to his face to try to break his fall. Took out two doors face first on the patio. And, Phil, really, there's two things that I think need to be said. Number one, I think it is somewhat misleading for Christopher Reeve to give people false hope by lending his name to a commercial like that.
But Christopher Reeve, by the same token, Margaret, is involved in a foundation or a group of people who are trying to find a cure for spinal injuries.
Yes, but in the commercial, it looks as if he's walking. And he's not. Number two, as a result, two beautiful new French doors have been ruined. And I think in some small measure, it's because of Christopher Reeve and his grandstanding. Because that boy would not have gotten up out of that chair if he didn't see his hero do it. And he wouldn't have gone face first through those French doors.
I don't know. He's an intelligent kid. He's not a stupid kid. He should have known that what he was seeing was something computer-enhanced.
He thought he could walk. He saw Christopher Reeve doing it.
Well, he gets up out of his chair, and what does this crack his old man said, look out below?
His father saw it and was stunned. He saw him get up, and the first thing out of Bill's mouth was, look out below, and that's exactly what happened. Terry went face first into the doors. So it is...
All right, hold the line, Margaret, please, okay? We want to talk a little bit more about this.
Yes, but You see what I mean about grandstanding, don't you?
I don't know. I don't know that I agree that Christopher Reeve is necessarily grandstanding, okay? I think that he did something. He lent his name to a foundation, a Nuveen Investments, airing these commercials that have to do with investing in spinal cord, in ways to reverse spinal cord injuries. Now, because Terry saw his hero walking out of a wheelchair, just doesn't mean that the kid's going to automatically think he can walk. He got up, he fell forward, and he took out two French doors. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray, who writes the column A Little Bird Told Me, is on the line with us here on The Phil Henry Show. Okay, Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Thought I'd throw that in there, Greg.
Phil Henry.
You like that? But then you got to pot the music up after the thing. All right. So anyway, we got Margaret Gray on the line here. She's talking about a friend of hers' son who, after seeing the Christopher Reeve commercial for Nuveen Investments, where Christopher Reeve is walking, and it's obviously done by way of some magic, some video enhancement, some digital enhancement computer, etc. But he is walking, and Nuveen Investment is a company that helps medical experts find a way to reverse spinal cord injury, which is something Christopher Reeve, Margaret, has been involved in for quite some time. So, you know, I don't know that you can't discount the man's work, can you?
Phil, I am not discounting his work. I'm saying that when you involve yourself in a commercial like that, and you have millions of young people who look up to you, like this young man, Terry Crudup, there's a possibility your grandstanding is going to cause them to do something that can hurt themselves. And
so the kid got up and started walking, or thought he could walk, as the result of seeing Christopher Reeve. Had he ever taken a step before?
I don't know, Phil.
Well, he took two staggering steps, you said.
Yes, he staggered once and then went sideways through the French doors. They were closed. And his father, trying to be funny, said, "Look out below." The point is, I don't believe it should have happened. I really don't believe that it should have happened.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Here is Philadelphia.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, Jess Henrietta. I'm calling to respond to what the lady was saying. I feel that what she's saying, I think what they were trying to do was trying to, you know, put out anything for us. I think they were trying to give hope to, you know, those who also suffer from the same thing. I think what she said was right.
But the kid went through two French doors out on brand new French doors.
Excuse me, that wasn't the point. Like he said, the kid has sense enough to know. They were just offering hooks. The kid has sense enough to know. What you're saying make no sense. Christopher Reed, the commercial just offered hope to people. He didn't tell the kid to get up from the chair. I feel sorry for the kid, but he didn't tell the kid to get out. You know, come on now. He didn't tell the kid to get out. I'm there
well,
for you.
Well, look, Christopher Reeve is well known as a man who has lost the use of his leg.
Yeah, and he's a man
all
of
right.
dignity.
Let me finish my comments.
He's having a problem.
Let me finish. Let me finish my comments, please. I let you say what you wanted to say.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm listening to what you got to say, but the point
now,
is
Christopher Reeve,
what you're saying.
Where are you from the islands?
I'm not going to tell you where I'm from. What do you want to do? What are you trying to say? Oh, because I got to ask him. I'm not going to tell you where I'm from. I don't think that has
I demand that you tell me where you're from. I demand that you tell me where you're from.
No, I'm not going to tell you. What are you going to do?
Mr. Henry, make her tell.
I'm not going to make her tell. She doesn't have to tell.
You can't make me do what I don't want to do.
I demand it.
Why are you demanding it?
Because she won't listen to me, and I'm an American.
I don't care whether you're American or not. I'm here legally, and I'm free to say what I want to say. He can't make me say I got to
are you one of those?
I think you're trying to discriminate against me.
No. Are you one of those Chechenian immigrants from Russia?
Excuse me?
Are you from Russia?
I'm not going to tell you anything.
Look, when we get back to the point, okay? The point is, Margaret, you're saying that Christopher Reeve got up out of his chair by way of digital enhancement and the kid saw that and thought he could walk.
Yes. And let me ask the lady, do you know how much new French doors cost? No, you don't. They probably are a minimum of $2,000 a piece.
Excuse excuse me, as a parent or whoever you is to him, you're supposed to let him know that it was just an illusion. It wasn't something real. Come on. Now you're asking me where I'm from. I'm going to tell you where I'm from. I'm 18 years old and about to be in college, and I'm from Liberia.
You're Eskimo.
I'm from Africa. Now what are you going to do about that?
You said you're an Eskimo?
I'm an African.
Oh, I thought you said Eskimo. I'm sorry.
No, I'm an African.
Oh, that's all right. African, I love the African people. Eskimos, I've got a big problem with.
And I'm just, you know, and I see that. I mean, I've been laying down in my bed.
I think you're lovely.
I think you're lovely. Let's realize that Christopher is a person of dignity. He was where everybody loved him when he was Superman.
Absolutely. Did you see it?
Now, there's a problem that, it's so sad for people to sit there and try to blame everything on him. It's like people always try to accuse people. Like, if you're doing good, everybody look up to you. But the least mistake, everybody bring you down. And that's
all right. Right. Here's the thing that I'm saying. Christopher Reeve should have known when he got up walking. Did you see Superman in Liberia? Did you see Superman in Liberia?
Oh, I saw it a lot. I got his tip.
Isn't it wonderful?
Everything.
It's wonderful. And when that little boy
excuse me. Why you ask me that? You think I don't see? We don't watch stuff like that. That's what you're trying to say? I see everything you see down here.
I didn't want to go there, but, you know.
No, you're going there. If you take it there, I'm ready to go there.
So you're telling me that you had movies in Liberia?
Excuse me, madam. I have everything you have.
I have everything.
I guess I have more respect and morals than you do.
Well, what town are you from?
What are you trying to prove?
I'm not trying to.
Me all these questions. I hope you can meet me in person, because people like you, I don't know what to say, but I hope
you can
meet me in person.
Do you know... Frank just told me, my husband, what, Frank?
Liberia was founded by ex-American slaves.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
What's wrong with that?
It makes it better. I didn't know that. Now I'd be happy to go there.
Oh, I want you to go there, because if you want to go there, I'm ready to go there.
What I want to know is, if it was founded by Americans, why do you have that accent? What happened?
Why I got that accent? If you want to go, I have the accent because I grew up there and they speak other foreign languages. You should learn your history. Don't ask me.
I know about
your history before you come to ask me questions like that.
Liberia was founded by Americans.
You know what? I have accent, but trust me, I'm more inclined than you. You know what? You need to go back and get some education.
Wait a minute. Let me jump in here. This is Phil. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Wait a second. Now I can't say anything.
Ha ha.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You like this?
Yeah, that's Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap, Woo Dirty. I love that, Bon Scott. And that was a very, very tragic end to a wonderful young life. Bon Scott choked on his own vomit in a parked car in New York almost 20 years ago, Phil, this month. But that's just a wonderful song.
What album's that from, Craig?
Yeah, ask Craig what album it's from.
What album is that from, man?
It's from Dirty Deeds.
Dirty Deeds?
Dirty Deeds. Done Dirt Cheap. Yes. I love that. And there's another one on there called...
What?
Name some other ones.
What else is on the album, man? Big Balls? Is Big Balls on there?
Yeah.
Big Balls. Yeah, that's fun. There's a lot of fun. They did some fun stuff. And I think that a lot of the work that Christopher Reeve is doing is going to prevent what happened to Bon Scott and a lot of young men like that.
Well, I don't know what work Christopher Reeve is doing that's going to prevent what happened to Bon Scott, but I know that he is a tremendous, tremendous influence to those and a tremendous, inspiration to those who've suffered spinal cord injury. But you're saying that your young friend, Terry Crudup, crashed through two French doors thinking he could walk like Christopher Reeve. That's where I think it's a little extreme. Here is Newport News on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi. I'd like to make a comment in regards to the caller who had a problem with that. I have a relative who is paralyzed and is in a wheelchair also. And they didn't take that commercial out of context. As a matter of fact, that also gave them hope, just like the other caller did. And I also wanted to know, you know, they were referring to countries and everything. What country was Elian Gonzalez from?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Elian Gonzalez is from Cuba. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wanted to check because you know, he's not exactly like a caller who had called last time in regards to this Elian Gonzalez situation, and I think that this is just a bunch of crap.
Well, you know
Bye. Something?
I do comment on a lot of things, and the fact of the matter is Christopher Reeve should not grandstand. He can't walk, and I don't think grandstanding like he can helps.
Well, not seeing the commercial, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Boone on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Margaret. I just wanted to let you know a couple of things. It sounds like you're more worried about the French doors than the little child that walked through the doors. And that if you ever saw the commercial, it says, if you invest money, this could be possible. That relays hope to these children. They don't have
a
whole lot.
Hope to these children to do what? To walk again.
Eventually, if people invest, the technology can improve. Therefore, it can advance the capabilities of these children.
And who pays for two French doors? Who pays for the wounded pride of that young man?
Why are you so worried about the French doors?
Well, I'm also worried about the emotional scarring to a young man.
Well, I don't think he'll be too scarred.
Who staggered around.
He tried.
He tried, and he rolled down a flight of stairs.
He walked 2 feet. That's good. That's
and rolling down a flight of stairs?
A flight of stairs.
Next time he'll try.
They were concrete steps, leading out to an arbor.
Where was his parents?
They were there. These things happen so quickly.
Just let him happen.
He was watching the football game with them. He got up from the chair, staggered forward, and went through the doors.
Well, he walked 2 feet. Next time, maybe they'll let him try it on a mat. And that's a good start. I work with cerebral palsy and disabled and delayed children every day. And
the mental anguish and embarrassment that he suffered?
If I saw someone get out of a wheelchair and try to walk, I'd cry. That's
well, you wouldn't yell, look out below, would you?
No, I'd probably try to grab him.
All right, that's what Linda's husband did.
Well, then Linda's got something to talk to her husband about, okay?
Exactly.
So the kid stood up.
The commercial.
The kid stood up and his father yelled, look out below?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty heartless.
Yeah.
So, all right, thanks for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Newark on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'd like to comment about whichever parent was closest to the boy in the wheelchair, whether it was the mother or the father. Either one. I know if I had a child and I saw my child start to get out of the wheelchair and paralyzed, I would stop him. I would, put my hand out and say,
well, they were watching.
Stop
they were. She was serving at that time. She was serving a deli platter.
And where was the father at?
Well, he was. They were on the couch. She was serving the deli platter, and Terry likes to roll himself up very close to the television. So they were on the sofa. She was delivering cold cuts. And Terry was tucked up against the TV set.
Well, couldn't someone yell? Whoever saw him, I guess the father's the one that saw him first do this. Could he yell, no, stop, don't do it?
He yelled, look out below.
Well, I know when I was 16 years old, I still did what my father told me. He said, stop, don't do it. I stopped and didn't do it.
Well, what does look out below mean?
Look out below means you're going to fall.
You know.
Well, this isn't about you, dear.
I know.
It's about Terry. And how he went into a cannonball shape and rolled down a flight of stairs.
It's just about how his parents let him. You know, parents have control of their children. You start to get a child get out of the wheelchair. You stop him. You make him stop.
You got to lunge at him, huh?
Do something, whatever's necessary.
Well, you're living in a dream world, darling.
All right. Now, that's a very responsible point of view. I think that you're right. I think that parents, especially when... Thank you for your call, ma'am. Especially when you have a handicapped child, you certainly have to keep eyes on that kid, okay?
But, Phil, you know their fondest dream is to walk, and you want them to walk. And when you see a child raise himself up out of a wheelchair and start staggering about a room, your heart swells with a little bit of pride.
And I see a kid get up out of a wheelchair and start staggering around a room. While I may be prideful, I want to maybe catch the kid because I don't know whether he is going to fall or not. And now you're making a big thing out of him going through two brand new French doors, $1,500 a piece, rolling down a flight of stairs and winding up where?
He was on the patio outside up against the barbecue.
on the patio outside up against the barbecue, I would say that kid took a serious fall. Is he okay?
Yes, Phil, he's all right. He played football. The point is, he was inspired to do this.
By Christopher Reeve, I got it. But the last guy made a good point. That commercial made the clear point, if we donate more money to this kind of research, those things are possible. Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine.
I just think that she's just putting so much credence into a commercial and what the influence is. I'm just thinking, I can think of a Pepsi Cola commercial with Jeff Gordon and this little preschooler on a bicycle strutting through the Indy 500. You know, where's all these kids strutting down the racetrack? I mean, just, it's so silly that this...
What commercial?
It's the Pepsi Cola one.
I didn't see that.
It's a really cute commercial. It has Jeff Gordon and his pit crew is telling him, I've got a cold one waiting for you. And all of a sudden, this little girl on a bicycle beats him. It's that one who does the funny voices. And she beats him and wins the race to get this Pepsi Cola. And I'm thinking...
Let me ask you a question. Has that happened yet?
No, it hasn't. I have a nine-year-old who has enough sense for that.
But it did happen in the case of Terry Crudup.
And he's a 16-year-old young man who has one of his own.
Okay. So Christopher Reeve ought to quit dreaming get back to reality.
Well, that's pathetic to tell him that his wishes of possibly walking someday aren't ever going to happen.
I didn't say that. I said quit dreaming through digicams and computer enhancement.
There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's fantastic.
Where was Christopher Reeve when Terry Crudup was going head first?
Did this boy try to jump off a building and fly, too? Christopher Reeve did that.
A lot of kids have tried to jump off of buildings and fly as the result of Superman.
And so let's start blaming Christopher Reeve for our children's stupidity.
Well, where was Christopher Reeve when Terry Crudup was...
When you have a parent who says, look out below, that's where you need to be placing blame.
That's my point, yeah.
This guy's on a commercial.
This guy's sitting there going, look out below. I'm surprised he didn't yell timber.
Exactly.
You know, as the poor kid is standing there.
Oh, come on.
And I like how the story goes from two French doors, and maybe two calls later, it's a whole flight of stairs.
Oh, where is your friend? Where's your sense of humor?
What do you mean, where's my sense of humor?
I'm supposed to laugh that this boy fell?
Well, no, Phil was all outraged.
I guess I do have a sick sense of humor.
No, Phil was outraged because Bill Crudup yelled timber.
Yeah, I mean, you're afraid the kid's going to fall. You don't sit there and go, timber, while you watch the kid go, as you put it, and I wrote it down, head first through two French doors, down a flight of cement steps, resting against the barbecue.
And now who's sick? You're laughing at that. Now who's sick? My point is the boy could have been hurt.
I'm laughing because the story seems to be getting different as time rolls
on.
Pretty soon it's going to be into the middle of the street and a Mack truck
It's the
by.
Same story.
Uh-huh.
It's the same story.
I've been listening to you since this all started.
Well, darling, I have friends that I love and care about, and I'm writing about it. I won't be silenced.
Good. Nobody wants to silence you, Margaret. We just want to make sure we're getting the...
Can we just get her off the air and someone with some better
stuff? No, let's listen to me instead of you.
All right, anyway, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Hudson on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I believe that she is a little bit more concerned about those French doors than she is about her child falling and getting hurt.
It wasn't my child. It was a friend of mine.
Well, whichever. It's still the child. You're more concerned about those French doors getting broken than you were about him.
No, I wouldn't say that, but I do know the value of a French door.
Well, that has no... If I had a child to tell and was going to get hurt, I'd have more concern over him than I would over a set of French doors.
Well, you're mixing apples and oranges.
Well.
You see? Okay?
I think other people would feel... More people would feel...
Well, wait, I know. I hear what you're saying, sir. I agree with you. You're more concerned, Margaret. You've said French doors, $1,500 French doors now, about 1,000 times, okay? And so what is it? Is it the boy's health, or is it the French doors?
Do you know how much French doors cost?
Yes, $1,500 a piece, you told me already. Are they wooden or vinyl?
Oh, my God, no, they're wooden. What do you mean, vinyl?
All right, well, I'm just...
Do you have vinyl sliders?
Yes, my wife and I put in vinyl sliders.
But still, what are they concerned more? Which is more important, a guy's life or a set of doors?
Well, do you have vinyl sliders, sir?
I don't care whether I have sliders or doors. It don't make any difference. What I'm saying is, if I had a child that fell through the door, I'd be more concerned about him than I would about the door.
Do you think that's right?
Yes.
That's an interesting point of view.
What do you mean, do you think it's right? I think it's right, too. And I'd be more concerned with the kid, too, and I'd be worried sick that a kid who has been wheelchair-bound rolled down a flight of concrete steps and came resting up against a barbecue.
How about you, sir?
I agree with him 100%. Hmm. I know if I had a child that way, I'd feel the same way.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Good night, sir. 1-800...
I think you're both full of crap.
Yeah, we're full of crap. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, I'm just clowning around here, Margaret, because in point of fact, I'm much more concerned with my barbecue. Actually, I am, sort of. Well, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Margaret, you did some research, I know, for your column on paraplegics. Tell the audience about that.
Yes, Phil, I did. And I think it would behoove a lot of your listeners who are calling in this evening to stop and listen before they comment. I did research on what it was like to live a day in the life of someone who did not have the use of their lower body. I did this in the spirit of John Griffin, who wrote Black Like Me, and in the spirit of Nellie Bly, who wrote the wonderful books on Jacob Riis, I should say, who wrote How the Other Half Lives. The investigative journalists who went to the other side. And what I did was I literally, Phil, one morning, dragged myself from bed into the bathroom, tried to have a bowel movement and to eliminate in the normal way without using my legs. And the way that I was able to ensure this is I bound my knees together and my ankles together with masking tape so that I had absolutely no use of my body. And I went through a day like that. And I went in and tried to cook and clean. Phil, it is living hell.
Margaret, most of those people, though, have wheelchairs.
I understand that, but I'm talking about not being able to use your lower body.
Okay. By the way, if you're going to go to the bathroom, how do you do that with your knees masking tape together?
You see, you don't want to take it seriously.
No, I'm taking it seriously. I'm asking questions based upon your investigation. How did you do that?
Obviously, I didn't have them masked together when I went to the bathroom. I'm making a point, Phil, about investigative journalists. Screw it.
Here is Here is Jacksonville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I was just really upset with that lady who just didn't seem to be concerned at all that the father of this boy makes a self-fulfilling prophecy comment. He says, you know, look out below, Timber, you're going to fall. He placed that thought in that child's mind. I don't think she...
Oh, blame the parents again. You're of that generation.
No,
Let's blame the parents for the stupidity of this kid, who, by the way, ruined two beautiful French doors.
Yes, and you know the value of your French doors, but do you know the value of that child's life? Of that child taking a chance to try and do something be able to do?
I masking taped my ankles and knees together one day and dragged myself around our home and yard. So I know what it's like.
Well, that's a very creative way to do it.
Thank you very much.
You need to be more concerned that this is not the fault of the parent. That's not what I'm saying.
The caller is saying that the father, when the boy stood up, went timber.
He'd been drinking. Bill had a drink. So what?
He'd had a drink, which would make him slower and probably not as likely to rescue his son, who's in an admittedly dangerous situation.
Wait a second. Are you trying to tell me that a father watching the Super Bowl he suddenly got a son who's so thick that he's going to stand up out of the chair after seeing Christopher Reeve get up? Come on.
If he's worried about his son being sick, which I don't think is a nice thing to say at all.
Well, what kid is going to get up out of a chair after seeing Christopher Reeve? You got to be sick.
But if he was worried about that, wouldn't he have automatically jumped to his feet and tried to help him instead of saying, well, maybe he can do it? This had to be an intelligent child to give something a try.
Right. And the other thing is, don't call him thick. One moment, and the next moment blame Christopher Reeve for it. Which is it? Is the kid stupid, or is it Christopher Reeve's fault?
Well, she's blaming the father, and I think that's wrong.
I'm not blaming the father.
He was making a sandwich. There were cold cuts. It was Super Bowl Sunday. Things
happened.
I thought
she was bringing out the cold cuts.
Yes, she had a tray of cold cuts in front of him.
So he was making a sandwich.
Yes.
Instead of, okay, if he's the father of this child, wouldn't he be attuned to the commercial because it dealt with...
Well, I don't know. We're making a lot of assumptions now, so thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Who the hell knows what he's thinking? Gastonia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. My comment is this. Whether it was French doors that got broken or a priceless Ming vase that got broken, that child was the most important thing, and when the father made that kind of statement, he should have saw what was happening. As far as her duct taping her legs together to try and see what it was like, does that qualify her to testify in front of the Senate as what it's like to be disabled?
I didn't say that I did testify in front of the Senate. I do know better than you, though, what it's like to be disabled.
I'm not disabled. I don't claim to try and be. But you're trying to put yourself on some type of a pedestal. You're more worried about the French doors than anything else. What, should Christopher Reeves pay for the French doors? Would that make it all better? Would that make your life happy?
I think that he's culpable, yes.
Martha Stewart's got nothing on you. That's all I have to say.
It would be a start if Christopher Reeve offered to pay for the doors. And as far as me duct taping my ankles together, I did that in the spirit of journalistic integrity and the investigative journalist, to find out what it's like to drag yourself around a room. So you don't knock it till you've tried it.
Why would I want to try it?
So you'd know what it would be like to try to drag yourself to a toilet.
Okay, are you there? Are you there, sir? You got anything to say? Is that it?
He's
a little slow, Phil.
Because I don't know. I
understand. Well, what is your point, Margaret? So you're saying to this guy what? That you're an expert on?
I know more about it than he does because I duct tape my knees together.
Well, you know, my mother died of cancer 5 years ago, but that doesn't make me an expert on cancer. And
have you ever duct taped your knees together?
Why would I want to duct tape my knees together?
To find out what it's like.
No, I've never had the desire to find out what it was like.
All right, well, there you go.
But by the same respect, you're putting more emphasis on material things than that young boy's safety. And when that father made the statement, look out below or timber or whatever, he knew that something was going to happen, and it was his responsibility.
Have you ever thrown yourself off of a couch?
Pardon?
I threw myself off a couch once, and it hurt like hell.